Kelly Scott. Thank God for you joining in on today and taking the time to gather around the Word of God. And it's been some time, a little bit, that I've been before you, but the Lord has placed some things on my heart. And as most ministerial staff will tell you, you know, it's the Word is to us first. And the Lord is continually speaking to us, obviously through His Word, but just some things that He wants to impart to some wisdom, some fresh wisdom, fresh perspective, some fresh wisdom. And in that fresh wisdom, just empowering us and giving us what we need. And I just thank God for the Word, you know. And one of my favorite scriptures, you know, how good the Word is. It is life to those who find it. It is health, it is healing. It is medicine to all their flesh. And so as you take the time out on today to gather around the Word of God, to, you know, pull out your Bible, pull out your notebook, and just hear what God is speaking to you. It's the Word behind the Word. It's the voice behind the Word. And God is, He's gracious, He's loving, He's kind. And He's already given us everything that pertains into life and godliness. So we'll definitely get into that. But whatever it is that you are in need of today, you are, I'm telling you, go ahead and place a demand right now. And just say, Lord, I thank you that I'm going to hear the exact word, the exact directions, the place that I need to go. I'm going to hear that voice behind the voice and get what I need to get from this message on today. So, take that time out because it's important to do so. And so in getting prepared and getting ready and the world being in the state of what it is right now, going through this global pandemic, what has touched each and every one of us, what it's been to our immediate communities and globally, just that time of everyone trying to find a different or a new normal. And through this time, God has continued to be with us. But even through that, where are we? So this is not a judgment thing, but where are you in your understanding? Where are you in your time with the Lord? And I had to, you know, kind of straighten it up myself, like, ooh, realize you need to kind of bump up your time. Not in judgment, not in guilt, but it just, you know, when you actually sit down and get into the Word, you're like, wow. Yes, Lord, I thank you for that revelation, for that fresh wisdom. And you know, the Bible hasn't changed. It's always been there. So you know what's there. But being able just to go ahead and dig deeper. And then even in the reading, scriptures that we know, and just seeing it, say, wow, Lord, is this what you also wanted me to get from the scripture? Is this also what you wanted me to hear? Is this the rest that you wanted me to have after hearing this word? You know, and the written word is the Logos word. But the voice behind the voice, that's the Rhema word. That's the spoken word of God. And that's where you're getting that fresh wisdom. That's where you're getting that direction, that go here, go there, don't say this, please say that. That's what you're getting. But you get that from spending time with the Word of God. And there is no substitution for that. You know, point blank, I know almost everything we can get can be almost instant. You know, I am notorious for using an Amazon Prime in a heartbeat. If I want something, I'm looking for Prime in one day. Sometimes I get a Prime, they say you can get it between 4 a.m. and 10 a.m. So I really want it. I wanted it yesterday. So, you know, we're so used to wanting things immediately, but there is no substitution or rush or microwave for sitting down and spending time with the Word. So I wanted to talk to you again today about, you know, how to receive from God. And I know that we could have seen and heard, and, you know, I don't want you to turn this message off because I'm sure you're saying, like I was saying, like, hey, haven't I heard this before? But in a different light, because things have been changing, constantly moving. So how are you reacquainting yourself with the Word? And the Word says, reacquaint yourself now with Him. Reacquaint yourself now with the Word of God. So you can see, like, hey, what did I miss? But again, not in judgment, just in, hey, thanks, Lord. I didn't mean to miss that. You know, my mom found my keys the other day, and clearly, you know, I didn't know I was missing them. But I was like, well, thanks, everybody. God, mom, angels, I appreciate you. Because I realized at that time that I missed it. So same thing going back to the Word. Just what did I miss? And thank you for catching it. So it is God's intention for all of us to receive. You know, in Psalm 84 and 11 in the New King James, it says, no good thing will he withhold from them, you know, from those who walk uprightly. So he's not trying to keep anything from us. He's definitely, you know, trying to get it to us. And in Hebrews 10 and 38, it says, the Bible says, the just shall live by faith. And so, you know, faith in what? You know, that's what it is. Well, faith in what? And so many times it's the back and forth and, you know, Lord, you know, give me more faith. I need more faith. And Romans 12 and 3 is very clear. It said every believer was given the measure of faith, you know, so it's not, you know, we've heard it in songs, we've heard it in different places, and just not Bible. We've all been given the same stuff. We've been given the measure of faith. So, but in faith, when you're believing, faith in what? And we're just knowing what Jesus did on the cross and everything that he did on the cross is the finished work of the cross. So all of your healing, all of your prosperity, your shalom, you're nothing broken, you're nothing missing. All of that was taken care of at the cross. Restoration, you know, things that were lost that you didn't know will become lost, but God said, it's okay. I bring back, I restore that which I did not take away. So, you know, everything that you need has been abundantly supplied, and that was taken care of for us with Jesus on the cross, dying and being resurrected. So in that, what is your faith in? So faith in Jesus, what he did for us, that finished work of the cross, and faith in what God's word says. And that's it. What does God's word say about it? And I said, Lord, I said, yes, we need to know the word, and I understand that. But so we're just going to kind of go a couple ways with this, just to kind of get us in that understanding, get a little bit of foundation on some things. But ultimately, everything that Jesus did for us on the cross is about the love of God. And it comes back to his love. And when I, you know, got deeper and we're going to get to there, 1 John 4, just from the beginning and running through in the Christian Standard Bible version, I said, wow, really? Again, knew about the scripture, known the scripture, read the scripture, seen the scripture, written the scripture and know about it. But just in that moment, that understanding, like, whew, that's where he was trying to get us to. And this is what this is what he was trying to get to. So, just some of the basic stuff. So how do we receive from God? So we're just going to go through a quick outline, but then I'm going to go back and get into depth in some other stuff. So you want to decide what you want from God and then find the scriptures and the promises on that. You know, a myriad of people, I see them all the time. They know I'm a person of faith, and I know that they have some belief in them somewhere, you know, and their response is, you know, I know about you. I know about your church, your mom, your aunt, this, that, and the other, pastors, and so on and so forth. Have them pray for me. And I say in earnest, yes, we will pray. But then I'm also thinking, well, what are you thinking and what are you believing? You know, so that's always my part of it also. But you need to get the word of God on the situation. So again, that takes for you to spend time with the word. So you need to know the will of God. But the will of God is the word of God. And so that's where you need to get into that. And so then getting the scriptures to support the request, what you're talking about. You got to know what the game is. I mean, most folks know I've spent most of my time growing up with grandparents and great grandparents. And so the thing that I probably knew the most was Perry Mason. Don't laugh. But the thing that I loved about Perry Mason the most is homeboy knew his law. And so that's it. He knew how to work that thing. He knew how to use it in every occasion. Likewise, you have to spend that same amount of time with the word of God and know how to use it in that occasion. So if you need to know the scripture that pertains to your healing, you better go all in. Head first, jumping straight in so you know. If you want to know about prosperity, go get it. If you want to know about your entire household being saved, you run for that scripture. That's the stuff that you're looking for. That's the word of God. So you got to get the word that supports that request. Your foundation for prayer is clearly revealed through, in, and by the word of God. And be specific. You know, God was very specific when he created us, you know, animals, plants, the universe, hello, everything. So, you know, I don't expect a blade of grass to grow out of my forehead because that wasn't planned for me. So he was specific and very specific in what we were to look like, walk like, and otherwise. So be specific about your requests. Ask God for the things you want, then believe that you have them. And we're definitely going to get into that. Probably not today, but you know, in the next airing. But just so you understand, yes, that's what I must do. So you must ask. There is no such thing as a silent or unspoken request. Now, I'm going to be the first to tell you, as we would say in the old church, the Lord knows the secrets of my heart. Yes, he does. And every unspoken request, that's possible. But we are going to have to give word voice to the word of God. So you're going to have to open up your mouth and say something. Because very clear in the Bible says, life and death are in the power of the tongue. So you're going to have to, you're going to have to open up your mouth. But either way, you have an option of blessing or cursing with this mouth. And I love the Bible, just in case, you know, you were too silly to get it. It says choose life. So it's an open book test. So in the event that you were unaware, the awareness is choose life. So choose life. So speak that. God's answer produces life in our situation. So we're definitely going to come back to that. The Bible states that God said, let there be, and behold, there was. It did not say God thought. It said God said. So exactly. So if he says, we say. Okay. And so I definitely want you to spend some time with Philippians 4 and 6. We won't go there right now, but let every thought and desire affirm that you have what you ask. So, you know, and here's my thing. That is like it's a double-minded man. If you're running around saying, yes, I absolutely believe, I absolutely believe I have it in front of a certain set of people, and then you get around a different set of people and you say the complete opposite, what you have done in that moment is this example. There, just picture this, that there is a weight, you know, right here in front of me. And I've got a Clydesdale horse holding or something, pulling to the left, the opposite direction. And then on the right side, I have, you know, an equally powerful horse pulling in the right direction on the other side. So what they're doing is staying in the same spot. You're not going anywhere. And that situation isn't changing. And so likewise, if you're saying, yes, I'm healed, yes, I'm healed, yes, I'm healed, yes, I'm healed with people over here. And then once you leave them, I'm so sick, I'm so sick, I'm so sick, I'm so sick, I'm so sick over here. You are not going to get a change in that situation. So you're going to have to let your yay be yay and let your nay be nay. And so if you are standing on that scripture, the one we were talking about earlier, if you're standing on that, don't let anything deter you from what you want to see in that situation. That's why you must be specific. So let every thought and desire affirm that you have what you've asked for. And be prepared to stand. And so, like, again, some scriptures we'll get into in the next airing. Be prepared to stand. You know, we've heard Brother Hagin and so many men and women of faith say, you know what, if you are prepared to stand forever, it won't take very long before you get to where you need to go. And that's just it. Because the bottom line is, we're not going to let the situation move by our five senses. We're not going to let them get us off of the truth of God's word, which is the ultimate reality. So we're definitely going to come back to that. So thoughts are governed by or controlled by the observation, the association, and the teaching, which is why I'm glad that you've gathered around the word of God on today, so that we can get some teaching, some understanding, kick over some sacred cows, get a firm foundation so you can get what you need to get and know how to receive from the Lord. So you cannot listen to everything, and that is the abundance of the truth. Everybody has a word. Everybody has a word. It's actually one of my favorite songs from Jay Moss. And the song is called Everybody's Got a Word. They've got a word for you to this, with your wife, your husband, your kids. Everybody's got a word. But what does the word of God say about your situation? So the best way of fixing that, and I've even said it to my patients, I said, listen, this is what we're doing here. I know you have helpful mothers, fathers, sisters, and brothers, cousins, nieces, and nephews, and neighbors, but this is the truth of the matter. Here's the information that I have for you. And then they look at me, wide-eyed, like a calf at a new gate. I said, so the point of this teaching is you are getting the proper teaching. so that whomever you may run up against after I leave your face, you can tell them, nah, this is what I've been given. I have this information, I have this word, and I'm following this word. That is the same thing that I want you to do with the word of God. Regardless of what's going on, regardless of how you're feeling, what you've been given, what you received in the mail, what the doctor told you, what they explained to you at your job, what I want you to do is to get into the word of God. That is your ultimate reality. And so regardless of what comes up, you have what you need to have to stand and to receive from the Lord. So can't listen to everything. You don't want stuff getting in your spirit. And even some things, sometimes I see stuff on TV or commercial, I said, that ain't even for me. I saw some foolishness, some spooky movie, which I'm not down with that. Some girl walking upside down. I said, okay, good enough. So I kept on going. I said, because you know what? That's not for me. I'm not even worried about it. I'm not getting that in my spirit. Everybody's okay. So I just kept on to something happy. I said, maybe we'll try Toy Story for right now. So something that is not going to mess with my happy reality. That wasn't for me. So, and again, be discerning about what you hear. Stay away from people. If you got around constant complainers, find some people that are happy that the sun is up. Find some people that are happy when it's raining because maybe they have flowers that need water. So find somebody that's going to give you a reason to smile, the reason to do something, to stay away from the negativity. And when you're talking about the word of God, you know what? We're talking about the supernatural. That is what it's supposed to do. So you know what? The word of God and the supernatural power of the word of God cannot just be explained down sometimes to the regular level. Some people don't understand the just shall live by faith. They don't understand by the stripes that Jesus bore, I'm healed. They will look at you all day long like, what in the world? You know what? They may not understand it, but it is for you to understand and for you to hold on to because you know that ultimate reality is going to get you where you need to go. So, that's my story on that. So think constantly on the promises on which you have gathered from the word of God and base the answer of your prayer. That's it. The answer to your prayer is the word of God that you gave regarding that situation. And do not think about it as an issue, as a problem. What you're doing is you are coming in that this is already taken care of because it has been. God has given us everything that pertains unto life and godliness. So in the times that you've heard us say before, you already have it. It's because you do. And so I'm sure you're like, well, what does that mean? Because we're going to get there. But you've already had it. You've already had the healing. You've already had the provision. You've already had the soundness, the wholeness, the peace. You've already had it from day one. That's never changed. And what Jesus did on the cross assured you and us that what we've asked for in faith and in prayer is already ours. So the answer was given. And you know, sometimes I've said it before, you know, situations have come up and I've had to stop myself with whatever lingering doubt or unbelief that was out there and said, slow down. God knew this day was coming. And because he knew this day was coming, he had already given provision for this situation. So roll it back, take it easy, and understand there is a way out. And then I just go walk my way back over to Psalms 103. God makes everything come out right. He puts victims back on their feet. He makes everything come out right. There is a provision for the situation. So, in your waking moments, think on love, mercy, goodness, and the blessings of God, and it will boost your faith. Keep those scriptures with you. And I just have a list of scriptures that are just encouragement and scriptures. Like, all right, Lord, that's what I'm talking about. You know, when you get a nice little song and you're here and you're like, that's it. That kind of gets you going. They're just some scriptures like that. You said, that's right. I'm going to kick the devil's mustard today. That's what they're designed to do, to build your faith and to starve the doubts to death. So that's what that's supposed to do. That's how it's supposed to work. So, in Isaiah 26:3, and we won't get there, but it says, the word mind is imagination in the Hebrew translation. Think about how good God is. Just think about God's goodness. The goodness of God. And that's it, Lord, thank you. You know, I heard pastors say before, and I have done it myself, just making a list, just a thank you, Lord list. And so you sit and take your time and say, you know what, Lord? Thank you. Lord, I thank you. You did do that. And when this situation came up, I thought this was the biggest thing in the world. And I thought there was nothing else but this. But Lord, you did get me out of that. That's a thank you, Lord list. And Lord, I thank you that you healed me from this situation. And Lord, I thank you when I thought no one else would even heard me, but you had somebody that I didn't even know was there, but you made a provision. Lord, thank you for that. That list of goodness and mercy, that you make that list and you encourage. So David says, sometimes you gotta encourage yourself. Gotta encourage yourself with what God has already done, and you've seen the manifestation of it come on that side. That's the beauty of it. I mean, just excitement. Like, Lord, thank you. Yes, right, you did do that. You know, the times that, you know, I think it was Brother Jerry Savelle, and he was just saying, look, they had, Brother Copeland, one of them, said that they didn't have any money. And, you know, they're praying, the Lord's going to feed us, we're going to eat tonight, this, that, and the other. And driving down the road and happened to see a $20 bill stuck up against the gate, just sitting there free on his own. But you know what? God had it already intended for them to go on down that road, go down that street, and see that $20 bill so that they would go and get it and do what they needed to do. So, you know, even in that, knowing that God has a way of escape for you. So, and then lastly, just make every statement a confession of faith, not a confession of doubt. You know, you can have strong confidence in the fact that what God tells you and what he told you to do, you can count on his word. Come before God expecting to talk to him and hearing that voice behind the voice, getting that word in there on that. So just real quickly, I want to go to 1 John 4 and 7. I'm going to start at 15. And I think that is the Christian Standard Bible. Yeah. And it says, whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God remains in him and he in God. And we have come to know and to believe the love. That's where he wants us to be. God wants us to believe the love. To believe the love that God has for us. God is love. And the one who remains in love remains in God. And God remains in him. In this love is made complete with us so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment, because as he is, so also are we in this world. I'm like, yes, Lord, that's it. And here's the best part of why do we believe the word of God? Because there is no fear in love. Instead, perfect love drives out fear that the word isn't going to work in that situation, that we're not going to be delivered, because fear involves punishment. But there is no punishment. So the one we know who fears is not complete in love. It says right here in 19, we love because he first loved us. How amazing is that? So when everybody thinks it's all about them, like, you know, this is me, I got it, I'm really good like that, I can dig down deep and find it to love someone else. No. The reason that you know how to love is because someone loved you first, and that was God. So even those folks that are not easy to love, and I have one of those folks that I come in contact with regularly, and even some of my team, they're like, why do you talk to this person? Why do you speak with them? I said, you know what? It is not me. It is definitely Christ in me that allows me to find that bridge to speak to them, because you know what? It's God's love. It's his love that allows me to love them. And when we read down, so that's 19, but it says that anyone says that he loves God and hates his brother, they have to be a liar. You haven't even seen God. You can see expressions of him, or I've seen a flower and this, that, and the other. But at the end of the day, when you're sitting there, you are using the love of God to love your neighbor. So I want to get to this part right here. And I'm not going to get there right now, but it says John 1 and 1. This is regular John, St. John, regular John, 1 and 1. And in the Passion Translation, which I've come to love because it just speaks to me. It talks about the expression of God. In the beginning, the living expression was already there, and the living expression was with God, yet fully God. There they were together, face to face, in the beginning. And so why is the word important? Because the word of God is the truth. John 17:17 says, thy word is truth. And the dictionary definition for truth is defined the highest form of reality that exists. Yes, the highest form of reality that exists. So yes, there is sickness, there is depression, there may be foreclosure, there may be hunger, there may be financial instabilities. All of those are real, and I'm not saying to deny them. However, in this instance, the truth is the higher form of reality. So when you apply the higher form of reality to a lower form, all things being equal, the lower form must bow its knee to the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. I thank you for joining us on today and understanding, just getting the basics of how we're going to be able to receive by faith.
We thank you for joining us for service today. Before we leave, we would like to give you the opportunity to know Jesus. It's as simple as ABC. I accept God and I acknowledge the sins in my life. I believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins, and I commit my life to you. If you said that simple prayer, we believe that you've been born again. Welcome to the family.